Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Wonderful to be here. I got back on early Wednesday morning from my time in Iowa, and I just have to say, like, every time I go to another parish, I always thank God that I'm at this one. And nothing against them, it's just, there's something special about this corner of God's kingdom, and I feel so blessed to be here. And speaking of blessing, our first reading speaks something beautiful. God tells Abram, I will bless you so that you will be a blessing. And I just kind of got to thinking about that and how, like, every day we have a choice to be a blessing to others or a curse. Maybe we know people of both categories in our own life, but we have the choice every single day, be a blessing or be a curse to the people that God puts in your path that day. You know that God never puts anybody in your path by an accident. There's all a great design that God has preordained. And I think it's a good habit to get into in the morning time, in our morning prayers, as we offer our day to Jesus and offer every word we say and offer every action we will do that day to Jesus, that we say, Jesus, help me to know how I'm supposed to be a blessing today, or for whom can I be a blessing today? And to have that kind of, like, in the forefront of our mind and heart every day, because holy smokes, we have that opportunity, and sometimes it's through the littlest things. You ever hear, like, a song and it just gets stuck in your head, and then you just listen to it constantly and it kind of defines you for a short period of time? This happened to me. I was coming back from Iowa in the middle of the night, and I was listening to the radio, just singing out, you know, as I love doing that. And this song came on that I'd never heard of before, called Today I'm Going to Try and Change the World, by a guy named Johnny Reed. Never heard of it before. But it's all I can do not to sing it. I'll sing it for you. Today I'm gonna try and change the world, gonna take it one day at a time. I've made my resolution, I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, greet him with a smile, shake the hand of a stranger, sit and talk for a while. Tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. It keeps going. But, like, wow. Oh, thank you. I got applause at all three masses so far. And the 5 o'clock I thought maybe it was pity claps. But anyway, did you get the message of that song? That, like, what's going to change the world is our being a blessing. And sometimes these smallest ways, like saying hello to my neighbor, greeting somebody with a smile, shake the hand of a stranger, sit and talk for a while, tell somebody you love them. Like, the simplest things. Mother Teresa, holy saint of the church, said, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family, because it will have a ripple effect like you wouldn't imagine. And in other words, be a blessing to the people that God put in your life in every place where you go. And, like, it has this ripple effect, and it's the smallest stuff. While I was in Sioux City, my good friend who's the priest there, he had mass, daily mass at 7 a.m. on Tuesday. And, of course, I slept in that day and did my mass later. But they have a high school attached to the parish. And there was a girl came in after mass. Father Michael was thinking, like, what am I going to have for breakfast? And had just finished mass. And girl comes in there and says, I think I'm going to commit suicide. And thank God, you know, he was there and he did all the right things, changed the course of the day, you know, of course, all those different things. But, like, I got to thinking that when we're a blessing, when we're kind, like, it might even save somebody's life. That's how important it is to be a blessing. When I went to bus driver school, they had a, by the way, it was a super sad day on Thursday. We said goodbye to our old bus, but I'm not quite over that yet. So, but thank God we have our new one. But when I went to bus driver school, there was they had two videos, this one part of the class. It was a 3-day all day class thing. And it was the importance of the bus driver being kind. And like, it showed this video of this one bus driver who is a total jerk. And the little kids came on the bus and he just kind of gave them a stare, didn't even say anything to them, just kind of was a total jerk. And then the other bus driver was super nice. Good morning, Sally, how are you? Make it a good day. Hi, you look good, you know, your hair looks nice, whatever. And it changes everything for those kids to start off their day with somebody being a blessing to them. And folks, I guess that's what I'm here to say, is that we are to be a blessing to people in our life and not a curse. Maybe in our sinfulness and brokenness, we've been a curse to somebody, then we owe them an apology. But here's the best way that we can be a blessing. It's in our first reading. He says, God says, I will bless you so that you can be a blessing. In other words, if we remember how blessed we are, in the midst of all our stresses and problems and blah, 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 yuck, and all that of life, that we remember how supremely blessed we are, and then we can be a blessing. Otherwise, we get cranky, and then we just spread that yuckiness to everybody else. Let it stop with us. And let you and me, let us be the blessing that even transforms lives, saves lives. You know, Peter, James, and John in our gospel, they went up to the top of the mountain and they had this beautiful moment of blessing by Jesus. Jesus blessed them with this incredible vision. And then these three guys went down and they became a blessing to all different nations as they brought the gospel to them. Folks, that's it for us. Let us be a blessing, because we have been so very blessed. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.